Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Here's a question. When should you give up searching for love?
Oh, never.
And just accept the fact that you're probably going to die alone.
Wow.
I think I'm there now.
No.
I'm not
don't
even
give
kidding.
Up.
When you're 24?
You are so lovable.
No, I know, but I'm not dateable.
Okay, 25.
No.
No,
I hope not. You shouldn't even really be even looking at that age. I mean, let's wait a couple
when
years.
When do you call it quits?
Oh.
On this show, we say never.
That yeah. is right.
Never
Jeffrey.
Quit
that
on love.
Right. Never, Jose.
No matter how many times you fail miserably, you
Every
get back
time.
Up on that dating horse
Absolutely.
And you ride.
Yes.
You ride until your backside's blistered and blue, and you finally okay. find that special person, or at least someone who's willing to spend time with you in exchange for money.
Yes! Yes. That's what I'm talking about, Jeffrey.
And in okay. that spirit, we have a listener who was on with us before for a second date update.
Okay.
And we could not get it done for him the last time.
No, he's Bye. Coming back to us. I like this.
But even though we failed him, he still trusts us to help him out one more time. So let's say welcome back to Noah. What's up, Noah?
Oh. Hey, guys.
Wait, Noah, can you just remind me what happened last time you were on the phone with us?
Oh, man. So there's this girl, Anna, that I was really into, and I sent her a pillow.
Oh, with your face on it. You right. sent her like a body
yeah.
pillow
you went
of
to her
you.
College, right?
Yeah, you visited yeah. her at college.
That's right.
Oh, that was yeah. a lot.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
It was sweet, but it was too much. Got you.
She was kind of my high school crush. We hooked up once, but that was it.
Yeah, she yeah. sucks. We're over her.
Yeah, she's dead to us.
That's oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, give her my number just in case, though.
Okay. We've moved on.
We're looking forward to the next victim. Or a love interest. Next love interest. What's her name,
Prospect
Noah?
Prospect.
Prospect. I couldn't think of it.
So her name is Sandra.
Okay.
And she is amazing. I'm like, okay,
she's
so...
She's Anna's sister.
No, stop it. I just love Noah. You are obviously a hopeless romantic. You fall hard, and I love that. You're open about your feelings. Where did you meet her, the new girl?
So she's actually not that new. It was a high school crush as well.
Oh. you have a trend.
How many are there?
Why are we still living in high school in our mind, Noah? Why can't we move forward?
Okay, to be fair, like, this girl, Sandra, I know I didn't mention her before because I was really trying to make it work with Anna, but I have always really liked this girl. Like, she's not even number two on the list. She's, like, 1B.
1B.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I see.
On the same level as okay. Anna, but just right. not quite.
I kind of understand that.
I hope yeah. you didn't tell her she was 1B.
So how'd you end up reconnecting with Sandra after all these years?
Okay, guys, so here's what happened. I asked her out to happy hour, and we had a great time. We started talking about, you know, high school, some of the old days and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the pranks we did was we filled the gymnasium with balloons for senior prom.
Yeah.
Wild. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
You guys were a wild bunch.
It was actually hilarious. It was, like, a huge McDonald's play place. We were laughing so hard about that, and we were just having so much fun. Like, it was really good to think back about high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like you go there often, Noah. So what happened then? I mean, did you guys end the night or?
So we had a few more drinks and we ended up back at her place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Doing the play place at the apartment
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she did see some sort of like romance or chemistry there then, right?
Yeah.
I think so because we definitely started making out.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Like over the clothes stuff. I mean, this is high school romance, right?
Well, guys, we actually didn't get that far because we were interrupted.
Oh,
does she have a roommate?
I don't know. I heard there were some keys at the door, and suddenly she's like, oh, quick, get in the closet. And so I had to grab all my stuff and get in.
It really is like high school.
Oh, jeez. Wait, get in the closet. That's not a good sign.
No.
Her husband's there.
Did you hide?
Of course I hid in the closet. She was like freaking out about it. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, you gotta trust people.
No,
when
you're
it's not
in
like,
high school, you don't have to hide anymore.
There's a serial tickler on the loose, and he's gonna come in, and it's obviously warning for something major.
Yeah, and the major thing is never good if you're hiding in the closet, is what I'm saying. Did you hear a male voice? Did she have a like girlfriend? Maybe it was a... Did you hear a love interest?
No, it was definitely a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Come on. So what did he? What did they say? I mean, does she live with a boyfriend?
I don't know. I guess because they definitely were making out.
Oh my
well,
god!
Okay, shut
so
up.
That takes her down.
And you just stayed in the closet the whole time while that happened?
Well, I was kind of freaking out. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like they stay there for over an hour, and the whole time. She's like trying to get him to go to a bar, and he's like, no, I just got back. Why do you want to go to a bar?
What?
Why are we calling her back?
Yeah, bro, she's dating somebody. Or
she made you hide in a closet for an hour while she made out with her boyfriend.
Are you still in the closet? Is that why you're calling now? You need help getting out?
No, I'm not in the closet.
Okay.
How did you get out?
Well, they finally left after about an hour or something, and like... I mean, she and I really had an amazing time, and so I don't even think she wants to be with this guy.
No.
No, dude.
No.
He wasn't the one in the closet.
I mean, I know I gave a big speech about never giving up, but there's a time where you have to be like, you know what? Maybe I need to give up on this one.
See, now you're seeing from my world a little bit.
Exactly. Why would you want to call her?
Look, if it's a choice between this guy and me, she's going to pick me.
No, that's what they all think. You know, and she's going to pick every other guy that comes along and shows her any interest at all.
I know there's a lot of doubters in here, Noah, but I do like your optimism. So let's try
We're
this.
We're going to do this?
Let's give it a shot. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Sandra for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, man. Hold on. Everybody's worst nightmare is going on a date, things spiral, and you turn into a closet case.
Oh my gosh.
That's what literally happened to one of our listeners, Noah, during his date with an old high school crush named Sandra.
Seriously.
In the middle of hooking up, the door to her apartment jiggled, and she told Noah to go hide in her closet.
Oh.
So he did, and he stayed in there for over an hour, listening to Sandra make out with some other dude. But if there's one thing that we've learned about Noah through all the calls we've had with him, it's that he does not give up.
Oh, sweet Noah.
No matter how many road bumps he has to clear or closets he has to hide in, he wants to find love and still wants us to call Sandra. And Noah, we never asked you, have you tried reaching out to her after the date? Like, are you guys texting at all or anything?
Yeah, I texted her a couple times and she didn't get back to me. It was just like, what is that all about? And nothing.
Noah, you are too pure and too sweet for this Sandra woman, okay? She is going to walk all over you like a doormat.
Wow.
Are you absolutely sure you want to make this phone call?
No, she's really amazing. If you guys only knew her, like, she's really awesome.
Yeah, you're right. We don't know her.
Okay. She left you in the closet for an hour and didn't even apologize. Hasn't even called to say, oh, my God.
Brooke, you don't know her.
She was probably embarrassed, Brooke, and didn't want to embarrass him, too.
Yeah, could have been.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I hear the lack of hope in this room, and I want to remind you, Noah believes.
No.
So we need to believe for Noah.
For Noah. Okay, for you, Noah, we'll muster it up.
I just want
There's just so many better places
he could put his energy. That's all.
Come on, Brooke. I need you to believe in me.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what I do? Do you know what I'll do for you, Noah?
Uh-oh.
I won't even say I told you so when you call us 3 months from now sad.
Oh, wow. Brooke already thinks you're not going to get a date.
Whatever. I'm going to get the last laugh here.
All right. That's the spirit, Noah.
I do want you to win. I will tell you that.
Don't let haters like Brooke bring
you
down.
I'm not being a hater. Being a realist.
We're all rooting for you, man. So I'm going to dial Sandra's number. We're going to try and get your second date update. You ready?
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay,
here
Noah.
We go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Sandra?
Yes, it is. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Okay. I'm good.
Good. Okay. We're in the middle of a segment called the Second Date Update, and we'd like you to be a part of it.
Oh, I don't know. What is this? for?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yes. It's really simple. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them to help you figure out the reason why.
Oh.
Make sense?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So recently you went out with a guy who really, really likes you, and he's confused about why you haven't been in touch with him lately. His name's Noah.
Yes, okay.
You remember sweet Noah?
Yeah, we hung out. I wouldn't necessarily say it was a date, but I do know him.
Okay.
But you had some chemistry with him, right, while you guys were hanging out?
Yeah.
You guys kissed, according to Noah, so I hope that you'd have some sort of connection with him, unless you just kiss anybody.
Maybe the answer, no.
How much did he tell you about what happened?
I mean, he went to a lot of detail. He said that you guys met up. You ended up back at your apartment. You guys started to hook up a little bit, but then you two were interrupted.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel really bad about that, actually.
We know about the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I did really like Noah. He was really sweet. He's really funny, and I enjoyed hanging out with him. It would be nice to have someone like him in my life, but
that's sweet.
Okay.
Yeah,
so wait.
I don't really have that right now. So
do you live with your boyfriend?
No, we don't live together.
You don't
have a boyfriend.
Okay.
But you have a boyfriend, you're confirming.
I have been seeing someone, yes.
Well,
but there's no label on it.
Like that in between
how
things.
Could there not be a label on it? He had keys to your place. That's how he got in, right? Like Noah heard jingling of keys and someone entering your apartment, and you told him to get into the closet.
It could have been a robber that broke in, and she made out with him to save her life.
One way to distract a robber.
Quick, get him in the closet. Yeah. Get him in my mouth.
Take whatever you want.
Now let's go to a bar an hour later.
Is that what happened, Sandra? It's okay if that's what happened.
Yeah, he's just kind of this on again, off again boyfriend type thing.
Okay.
Well, we're just looking. Is there anything possible down the road, even in the future with Noah? Is there a chance?
Oh, yeah.
Look, like, I have been seeing this other guy, but I do kind of like Noah better. I just think he's a better person.
Oh, she said it.
That's great. Let's find out what Noah thinks about this, because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, and I'm willing to bet he's on board.
What?
Yeah. Noah, you there?
Jump out of the closet.
Sandra, it's me.
Oh, he's so happy.
What? You had a radio station call me? Oh, my God.
Sorry, I didn't really know how to get in touch with you, and I've been texting, and, like, I was just really nervous, to be honest, and, like, I really like you a lot, but I didn't, I don't know. I kind of thought you were just blowing me off.
No, I wasn't, I wasn't intentionally trying to blow you off. To be honest, I felt the same way. I did feel like there was a connection.
Oh.
Wow.
I just didn't know really how serious you were about it.
Noah?
Wow.
Do you think this is something that you would take seriously?
If you feel like that guy is not good for you, then I'm open.
Wait,
there you go. This is the way to do it. You date around till the guy calls a radio station, you pick him.
Yeah!
No, wait. Are we all just going to ignore the fact that, Sandra, you haven't even apologized yet for leaving him in the closet?
Well, he's fine with it. He sounds happy.
Lying about having a boyfriend. Like,
why are you trying to dig up bad things out of this, Brooke?
I'm not digging anything up. It's like right there on the
surface.
You're
like trying to start a fight.
I'm just saying, Sandra, like, what was going through your mind when you're making out with some boyfriend, whatever, played while he was in the closet?
I know it looks really bad. The thing is that this guy that I've been seeing, he's just kind of trouble. He has a little bit of an anger management problem.
Oh,
girls love those guys.
Why are you even talking to him still?
Wait, what do you mean? Like, how angry is he type person?
I mean, he has been in and out of prison and does have a little bit of a mean streak, not to me, but to others who have wronged him.
That's different than what I
thought. At least
it's
not you.
Yeah, Sandra, you deserve better than that.
No, you guys, listen. This guy's going to find out about their relationship, and he's going to kill him
or her.
So he's not kind of like violent mean, is he? He's just more like loud, angry mean?
He went to prison, not for, like, emotionally yelling at somebody.
Sandra?
You know, I don't think I should talk about everything he's done, because I don't want to get him in trouble, and I don't want to blast that out onto the air. But, like, Noah, like I said, and I told these guys, you're the type of person that I need in my life, and I am really interested, and I think
it makes sense now.
We could have something.
Okay.
She needs less violent people in her life.
I feel like there's something here to work with.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, I mean, between the prison guy and Noah, she chooses Noah. That's got to feel good.
Well, you're right.
Wait, does that mean you're actually going to break up, like break up with prison dude?
It's not going to be easy, but I think if I sit and talk with him and kind of tell him everything and tell him about Noah, then maybe he'll understand.
Maybe don't name drop. Okay.
I don't think so, yeah.
Wait, why do you have to tell him about me?
Thank you.
Well, he's going to want to know who I'm seeing.
No.
So can't you just tell him that's none of your business?
I mean, I told you he has an anger issue, so he's going to want to know and probably going to want to meet him, but I think it's going to be fine.
Okay. No. Maybe we can help make that happen,
because
we would love to send you guys out on another date. We will pay for it, and you, Noah, and the prison guy can all meet and discuss moving your relationship to just being with Noah.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be civil.
I mean, I'm sure he'll be the reasonable one between the three of you.
Yeah.
Sandra, what do you say?
I'm down to try and see if this can work with Noah in whatever way possible.
I think that's good.
All right. Because
you need a healthy relationship.
We got a yes.
Yeah.
Noah, you still up for this?
Guys, this is all coming at me so fast right now.
Okay. I know, dude.
Do you want to go back in the closet and hide for a second and then think about it?
I think he's going to say yes, actually.
I mean... Sandra, I really want to make things work with you, but I'm a little nervous about, you know, this guy.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Come on, Sandra. He doesn't have to meet him, does he?
Tell him your name is like Jeffrey DeBoe or something.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, you know what? We need to end this call. We're running out of time.
I think it's going to be fine. It's probably going to take him a few days to get over it, but I think he'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel positive right now, but I do.
I don't now.
You
see,
don't?
No.
See? Look at Sandra taking charge of her own life, making decisions for herself. Good job, Sandra.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone's about to go back to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.